Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, right here on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our good friends over at WrestleZone.com. We are doing a special episode today. Of course, we just got done watching NXT, but I'm going to talk about that tomorrow when I do the wrestling stories of the week. But I said yesterday, no more wrestling journalism stories unless it has to do with me. And this is one that has to do with me. So we're going to title this The Self-Destruction of Brad Shepherd, and maybe by extension, Ringside News. And you're going to want to hear this episode. If you're not into wrestling journalism because you're normal and shit, go ahead and turn it off. But if you've heard of this guy or you know this guy has talked about, he's a big, you know, but if you know what I'm talking about, you might want to tune in. And I assume we're going to have some people who are tuned in today who don't normally tune in. So make sure to tune in every single day on Total Engagement. It's a daily dose of wrestling, just a few minutes a day. You can go to TotalEngage.net or you can subscribe on your iTunes and listen to us every day. It's one fan to other fans. Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, The Self-Destruction of Brad Shepherd. But before that, oh yeah, that's right. Guys, let's talk about sex. Good sex. Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. So you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. I'm known for telling the truth. I'm an old, old man. Maybe not that old. I'm in my 40s. Might be dating somebody much younger than me. Now, I don't really have confidence issues. But as this thing's progressing, I went ahead and gave Blue Chew a try. Because if you go to BlueChew.com, promo code TOTAL, you can get it for free. I got it for free. And let me tell you, I have no complaints. She definitely has no complaints. And as weird as it is to do a Blue Chew read by yourself, it's the strangest thing. I'm telling you, even if you think that maybe you haven't lost a step, you might need a little reminder. And I know after that, I re-upped. I'm just saying. And you should too, because if you could benefit from extra function and more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. A lot of guys talk a good game, but Blue Chew helps you follow through. Now, Blue Chew is prescribed online and ships straight to your door in a discreet package. It doesn't take a lot of time, guys. Trust me on that. It takes a few minutes, and it is all online, and there's no in-person doctor visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. Give it a try. What you got to lose? Because it's made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners, which I talked about earlier. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code TOTAL. You just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code TOTAL, to try it free like I did. You'll be glad you did, because Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and I gotta thank them for sponsoring the podcast and making me and somebody else I know kind of happy. A couple days ago on the podcast, also on Twitter, I put out there that a guest I had, Brad Shepherd, was definitely a fraud. And I apologized for it. And I guess it was stupid of me not to think he'd clap back, but Ringside News clapped back a little bit, which is a big wrestling website that runs a lot of Brad Shepherd stories. Like, they're supposedly really credible. And they did they didn't really tweet back mean-wise, but they put out a tweet where, you know, it was a bad look for me to say that, and they believed him 100%. And Brad Shepherd said some stuff on his podcast. Now, no one listens to that podcast. It's the worst. But if you did, you would hear some stuff. I'm going to see if I can find it real quick.
And they don't always report bad stuff. That's not what I'm saying. Okay. They do have fast some good stuff they report. How?
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know. No, that's you not tell it. Me. The guy with no sources right, knows this, but no. He doesn't apologize in most cases.
Okay, fast forward.
Because
this is it.
There is a wrestling podcasting leech Who's clout chasing?
That's me. That's me. I'm the clout chasing podcasting leech. I'm not sure what that means exactly. I think it's something that like uncool guys say to sound cool, or insecure guys say to make themselves sound bigger or taller, whatever, than they actually are. I'm not sure what that means, but he definitely came after me. That's not enough for me. And he came after a friend of mine too. And he came after our sponsor and a bunch of other people because he's spinning in a circle. He's out of control. He's melting down. And I'm not going to pile on. A matter of fact, before I outed his fraudness on Twitter, I actually reached out to him and I said, hey, I know you're fake. I think what you need to do is come clean, because it seems to me if you're lying, that's one thing. If you think you're telling the truth, you might be mentally ill. I'm not going to like pile on somebody who's mentally ill. He told me not only was he not mentally ill, but it was the biggest insult I could think of to call him mentally ill. So it's not piling on. So he's, according to him, of sound mind to take this kind of criticism, although he surely sounds like he's melting down pretty badly. But then he had the balls to say this.
You know, and it's a shame because Disco Inferno, that Gonzo knows motherfucker, he's got a lot of good points, but he's a little bitch, okay?
Gonzo
knows. And I've got in an upcoming podcast appearance where I'm going to talk more about that. Details will drop within the next week or two, but you're a bitch, Disco. You're uninformed and you're fucking stupid. But it's unfortunate, but I actually agree with a lot of your opinions. Okay.
Well, there's that.
But you're a fucking idiot. Okay. Mm. I just want to be real fucking clear about that. Make sure to tag that dumbass too. That fucking 50-year-old who's still working at a strip club. Make sure to tag him.
I wonder where Brad works.
Maybe next time I go to Vegas, I'll go see him. Tell him to go fuck himself.
Oh, so I guess my point is this. I will be damned to sit idly by while you disparage the good goddamn name of Disco Inferno. It's not happening. So that being said, Ringside News, who runs his stories, say he's not a fake. Brad Shepard says he has sources. He has many, many sources. And when he gets a story, he gets pictures of stuff, and he gets DMs, and he gets emails. And not just one source, multiple sources. His shit is legit. Everybody's playing catch up to him. And we're just a bunch of jealous, stupid, fat fucks. Well, we're fat. I mean, I'm fat, but we're a bunch of stupid, jealous, fat fucks who don't know anything about wrestling. I'm a fan personally, but the journalist and all that. He goes after Raj Gear. He tells him he's a terrible person with a terrible website. He goes after anybody he can think of, from Mike Johnson to Sean Sapp, and of course me, but he won't say my name because
I'm not saying your name.
You know, all these great sources, all this great information. Well, I got news for you, Brad. And I got news for all of you. And this is how I know that Brad's a fake. Because I am a Brad Shepard source. That's right, me, Matt Kuhn. When Brad appeared on Total Engagement the first time, by the end of the show, I was like, dude, this guy's kind of funny. And immediately I got DMs from journalists going, what the fuck? You had this guy on? I'm like, he's not legit? Like it even though I thought something might be up, I still couldn't believe someone would just invent some shit. And then someone sent me a bunch of his tweets, and I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I need to find this shit out for myself. So I made my very first and only burner account, and I DM'd Brad a story I just fucking made up. Meanwhile, I'm DMing him personally from my Matt Kuhn account. And since the story involved people I knew, he asked me about it. And I said, hey, man, I heard a rumor like that third hand. Literally said, third hand, I heard a rumor like that. I can't say whether it's true or not, but I did hear something like that. Again, it was something I made up. Motherfucker ran it. He said, hey, my sources in the WWE confirmed the story that I made up. So then I'm like, okay, what the fuck? And then I'm like, maybe this is a one-time thing because Matt Kuhn's involved. And I did almost not really confirm it, not in a way any reporter or anybody with real sources would do. If you had real sources, you'd run a real fucking story. You'd have a line of stories out the door. So I made a fake Gmail account called Brad's Friend, and I started feeding him information. I made up something about Buddy Murphy's push. I made up something about WWE wanting to stop leaks. I made up something. Let's see what else. There's quite a few things. But anyway, he printed them all. He put them all out on Twitter. And not only that, Ringside News, the website that kind of torched me yesterday and say, I believe Brad Shepard. We know for a fact he has sources. Motherfuckers, you ran stories that I made up, that I invented. You ran them. The plan really wasn't to expose them. The plan was to find out for myself. Because I thought maybe this guy had something wrong with him. That he couldn't just simply be a terrible person or a sad person that invents stories. But then he started attacking people. He started attacking friends of mine. He started attacking people in the company. He started attacking the wives of people in the company. And I know this motherfucker's making up stories. I know that he is. At the very least, people are sending him anonymous shit. If you look at the tweets, it's a lot of guesswork. And that's what most people make fun of him for. So I think maybe I was his only source. But in any case, he's attacking people. He's getting more and more indignant, more and more abusive, more and more people in the company, wrestlers, and piling on Dave Meltzer and things like that. And let me just say this about Dave Meltzer, is that I've been tough on Dave. I was critical of a couple things, and then he literally said something about me that wasn't true. And that didn't bug me as much as me contacting him and saying, dude, you're wrong, and him refusing to correct it. It pissed me off, okay? But to put Brad and Dave in the same universe is insanity. Dave's a guy who's put in decades of work creating a living document of the history of wrestling. And he gets some stuff wrong. All wrestling reporters will. He's still kind of the standard bearer. That's why people go after him. You only go after the guy on the top, but piling on my criticisms with some bullshit and then going after wrestlers' wives and then going after Wade and Mike Johnson. And once again, these are not my best friends in the world, but these are good people. And that's when I said, you know what? I need to apologize, everybody, for having this guy on. I need to do it. I need to apologize for having this guy on. I don't need necessarily to prove it, but I know. I know it's a fact. So I did my tweet. I did my show. Ringside News, because they printed so much of his bullshit, basically called me a liar. Of course, we know now, since they printed many stories that I invented in my own head, that who's full of shit now. And Brad Shepard, as you heard, clapped back against me, calling me all kinds of names, and did so via DM. Although when he did so via DM, I didn't expose him. I just said, this guy's not mentally ill. I need to apologize for having this guy on. That'll be the end of it. But the clapping back by Ringside News and Brad Shepard himself and the indignation to say that maybe I'm not telling the truth and I'm making shit up or I'm this or I'm that. And then, of course, going after Disco Inferno, which is a sin. It can never happen. These were the reasons why I think it had to come out. This truth, that to find out if the guest I had was a fraud or not, I found out he was a fraud because I gave him information, never proved in the slightest that I was a verifiable source other than the fact that I was emailing him. And he tweeted out stuff I just made up. Ringside News picked it up. This guy's not a reporter. Dave Meltzer's a reporter. Mike Johnson's a reporter. Sean Ross Sapp is a reporter. Bixenspan, Satin, Keller. If I'm leaving anybody out, it's not on purpose. There's a lot of reporters now. I am not a fucking reporter. I'm a fan. But I'm a fan who has a podcast popular enough to invite a guy like Brad Shepard on who had some, I thought, credibility. And the thing is, he did break the XFL story. So maybe he had a source or maybe he got a story. And then something went askew. Something went wrong. And he started making stuff up. And then he started accepting anonymous emails. Now, I know the way Brad is. I've seen it on Twitter. I've seen his DMs to me. I've seen the way he's responded to other people. I know he might even say, I'm making all this up. Maybe I screenshotted. Maybe I photoshopped some shit, right? Maybe. I mean, if you've seen my graphic arts, you know I have zero ability to Photoshop anything in any kind of realistic way. But let's say you're somebody who still doesn't believe me. I will point you to a tweet by Brad Shepard and an email from me, which I'll post online. And it literally says, WednesdayNightWar.com, WednesdayNightWars.com. The war is real. That's all I sent him. And WednesdayNightWar.com went to WWE, and WednesdayNightWars.com went to AEW. he put that out there. And a matter of fact, Forbes magazine, like the Money magazine, has a wrestling article, and they even put out an article saying that AEW seemingly purchases these domains. So I gave that to him. Now, again, maybe I'm making it up. Maybe I Photoshopped that. Maybe I'm making this up, except for one thing. If you go to Brad's Twitter, if you go to Forbes, if you go to a lot of different sources online, if you look up WednesdayNightWar.com domains, you'll see that the story was done. And I don't know how to say this. I own those domains. I bought them. They're mine for like 10 bucks a piece. It was one of many things I just thought of creatively. I'm a creative guy, to send Brad to see if he would print it. And keep in mind, this didn't go on for like weeks and weeks. This was just like a 2-day span, something like that. It started before that guy with Wrestler, the guy who fooled Brad into thinking he was going to be mentioned on Ballers with a fake email. It was before that guy started. So it was like me and him had the same idea at the same time. But again, I own those domains. So if you go to WednesdayNightWar.com or WednesdayNightWars.com, I shall prove it, because by the time this show comes out, it will be redirecting to Total Engagement. And with that being said, I'd like to thank you for joining us here on Total Engagement. You know, I think at the very least, Ringside News, you owe me an apology. Brad Shepherd, you can do what you want. Now that we know the truth about Brad, no need for abuse. I know I curse a lot, but I'm not going to sit there and abuse the guy and name call the guy and all this outside of this podcast, which I kind of feel entitled to. Don't abuse the guy in my name. Don't abuse anybody in anybody's name, but don't abuse the guy in my name. If you don't want to follow him, don't follow him. If you want to share the news that, yes, he's putting out news that he says he's real, but he is not. Because some idiot fan guitar player actually was able just to open up a fake account and send Brad information. He passed it along, and Ringside News passed along. Again, I think Ringside News should probably sever ties, and I think they should offer me an apology and make a statement. And I think, Brad, you do what you do. You can take me on. You can clap back, but I think I've said what I've had to say. I don't think there's really anything else to say. Except, listen to Total Engagement every single day. Total Engagement is on every single day. We have different shows with the Wednesday Night War coming. You might want to check out WednesdayNightWar.com and see what the Wednesday Night War show is going to be. We're going to have every week. Also, we're doing crime and wrestling every single week. We're doing the death of Dino Bravo on Saturday. It's quite a tale, along with ProWrestlingStories.com. And we're going to have a couple other fun shows. We're going to bring back Why It Ended. Why It Ended is where Total Engagement came from. If you liked Why It Ended with me and Robbie E., we're going to bring that back maybe once every couple weeks for an interview. And I got a pretty fun one coming up. But please, if you like this episode, go ahead and subscribe. Download all our shows. Listen to everything. We got tons of daily shows. And tomorrow we're going to have This Week in Wrestling. The following day, we are going to have Crime in Wrestling. And every single day, we will have Total Engagement with...
You all know exactly who I am.
I'm not saying your name.
You sure?
And I'll be glad to...
Say my name.
Maybe I should try listening.
That's right. Now, say my name.
Matt Coon.
You're goddamn right.